say if we take a decision, all of us cannot be involved. That's why we have parliamentarians. So I don't know why we cannot relate with our MPs if we have issues. Never be busy, I never from Osuma, assembling to parliament. Then, after the decision has been taken in parliament, then we go about writing petitions and a whole lot of things. What can you cram for now? Because you see, we are working with rules. What kind section 97 of the Labour Act?
92.3.
It tells us how we should go about negotiations.
Mamma,
duty to negotiate in good faith. All parties to the negotiation of a collective agreement shall negotiate in good faith and make every reasonable effort to reach an agreement. Two, for the purpose of subsection one, either party to the negotiation shall make available to the other party information relevant to the subject matter of the negotiation. Three, when any information disclosed for the purpose of the negotiation of a collective agreement, if it is not made public, the information shall be treated as confidential by the party receiving the information and shall not be disclosed to a third party without the prior consent of the party providing the
information.
Secrecy, transparency. What do they mean by that? So when we are negotiating, we should bring pressmen there to record everything that we don't do that. That's not how we negotiate. Well, if you have an issue, they belong to the education sector. TUC is there. TEU is part of it. UTAC is part of it. Why don't you link up with them? Why don't you consult them, discuss your peculiar grievances with them so that they will bring it up there? Now, they should be advised. And I think that we need to, and that we appeal to government. I said it here some time ago. Say, also, what sponsor or what funded workshops be? Seminars be, then educate some of the emerging leaders now. Women, how these negotiations are handled, so that they will learn from it and stop, doing what they are doing, because it will not help. They are rather undermining the whole process. Because I buy a share, and we are dealing with figures. Government is coming out with figures. We have to cross check and make sure what they are giving us is accurate. And I say, yeah, accurate. Sorry, we are doing it. Now, once outside, we want 50%, we want 100%. Now, they don't know what happened in Zimbabwe. They can give you even 200%. They can give it to us. Then we will clap our hands. But at this market, then you go and meet about 500 fold of what you receive. And so, what we are negotiating, we don't just go 50%, 70%. We don't do that. We don't do that. If you don't know, you must learn. And fortunately for them, your own leaders are part of this negotiating team. Okubi was immediate past chairman of TEU. Immediate past. It means that you've been voted out and somebody is now there. Then you, your past leader. Then you are outside there and writing letters to undermine what we are doing. You see, that's why sometimes I suspect that some politicians are using this, but they will not achieve anything. If MP people think that they will come into the labor, is that they lie. Not one of us are around. They can't do it. They won't succeed. How? Why are you politics, parliament, then you want to enter into organized? Come on, they can't. That one they can't. So long as some of us are still there, they can't. Because we know all their tricks. So they should stop using these guys. Look, when Ufrata was there, do you think that Ufrata will agree to attend Sunday meeting of Tripartite? And they're going to get Asia, we were to meet today. Mm. Now, the finance minister said, Oko, Takradi, Western, also could brief, okay, pre-budget brief.
Yeah.
Yes, Uncle, we have met today. And he's very prepared any time he had to meet with us. I therefore said, 10 o'clock. Oh, because you know, that was because you bring your pastor here so that your pastor can come and join us to pray as we negotiate. It'll be answer. Well, you know, we are not joking there. We are not joking there. Because the argument is not government, you know. Not last time, I said, you
are. 92.3 FM.
And you are negotiate. No, sir. You make Jimmy, sir. And this is what is happening now to some people. But I think we must learn, we must grow and overcome this kind of self infantile and often a childish kind of things that they do. We have passed that stage. We now negotiate with facts, figures, evidence. Well, that's what we want them to do. You don't sit there and then be writing, we are university, then. You must learn. See, apart from academic anything, yes, but all but such negotiations, you must learn how to negotiate. It's not about standing outside there and be throwing stones. Now, you are not fielded. Now, a touch line. No, we must say, everyone say, oh, come on, she go. No. Ah, what kind of this thing is that? You don't play a game like that. Oh, yeah, I'm a police grab. Last, some people wanted to come. This guy wanted to enter where we were negotiating. Now, we said, Atutu is now the acting, what?
Defense
minister. Go back, see you can come. And go, boobies to be a wang, no.
But, so would see one more proposal, sir. One more essay. Government's counter offer has so far moved from 5 to 6%, while organized labor has still maintained a 15% demand, down from an earlier request for 20%. However, the Senior Staff Association and the other concerned unions insist that the negotiation should have started with at least a 50% demand, arguing that the proposed increases are far below inflation and rising cost of business and as a living. Yeah.
Where your populist stand? What is it?
I'm not talking FM, 92.3.
8%.
8%.
Now, even if we doubt the figure, Krampana, now the statistical service, the chairman of the service, you know, former TUC Secretary General, Dr. Ban. So the other was even asking, look, Yanka said, any papa Anna, or what was it? That is the truth. TUC, you know, former Secretary General of Ghana TUC. Yes, a former, in immediate past. He is now the chairman of the Statistical Service Department. So if these figures are coming out, it means that there have been a lot of consultations, research, and have arrived at this. So you cannot challenge this thing, because the old man is there. So if this thing from 23 are able to do 8%, and we are even told say it is even going to come down. The only issue is how this thing will reflect, you know, CBR Oko marketer. There should be measures to be able to mama. People will also be doing the right thing, because fuel, since I have fuel, the price are drop. I am bad. You know, but some people are trying to behave. But anyway, I think government has to find a way of dealing with all this kind. But the argument now, in one figure, because I can't put any figure out here, because we've cautioned ourselves that what we are doing, and even the rules now, it is not right for me to go out there and be mentioning figures now. But hopefully, I'm sure, say, because the argument that government is making is, yes, economy, you know, improve. And we should have also been, you know, appreciated by, but what one here, they are yet to consolidate the gains. One here, now say, okay, as a was established business, like Odigene fi, niche nemu say profit ba, kakra. Then you start doing big things. Talk to name who here. Do you know, don't you think that you affect your capital and whatever, or even your profits now? If there's any shocks here, it will affect you. And you know, economy, but in this, you know, no say, you didn't have fun. And I said, they think we're going back to the haircut.
All right,
they want to avoid any haircut policy. So if you are behind them, me I know MPP food church. I don't know, but we are prepared to face them, deal with them.